Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you, Lord. We lift you up because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great and you are greatly to be praised. We are not bound. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is showing me there is some folk bound in minds right now. Oh, God, we're emptying ourselves right now, God. We want to be true, God. We cannot worship you in spirit and in truth if we bound in our minds, Lord. Oh, Baba, share the kosanne la kasiya. Oh, God, he kande the lokoshanna. We emptying ourselves out right now, God. We emptying ourselves out right now, God. Oh, Baba, share the lokoshanne la kasiya. Thank you, Jesus. We emptying ourselves out right now. If you need to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens, I want you to start writing this down so that you will not be bound in your mind, that you will not be distracted in your thoughts, that you will not be holding it up. I want y'all to write all these things down and then put them on the altar, because we want to be able to enter into the presence of the Lord empty. We cannot enter into his presence empty if we got a whole bunch of clutter, if we got some strain on our brain, if we got some concerns or some worries in these ways. We cannot enter into the presence of the Lord with all this stuff. So we want to empty ourselves out. He called my mind in the local sheep. Yay, God. Yay, God. Yay, God. Yay, God. Yay, God. Hold my mind in the local sheep. We want to empty ourselves out on today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we're coming to you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we're asking you to enter into this place, enter into our hearts, enter into our minds. We want to empty ourselves out right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, mama, we want to be true. We don't want to pretend. We don't want to be fake. We don't want to do any of those things, Lord. So we're taking off the chameleon suit right now, God. And we're emptying ourselves out right now, God. We're giving you every worry, every problem, and every concern. Before we go any further, Father, we want to be empty, Lord. Empty your people, God. Empty your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And take away all this stuff. Take away all this stuff. The Lord's showing me the clutter. He's showing me the captivity in the mind. Take it all away, Lord. That all that's left is you. All that's left is you, God. Take it all away, God. Jesus. Jesus. Oh God, take it all away, God. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Take it all away, God. Take it all away, God. We be so distracted in our minds. Your promises we will be filled to We be so distracted in our hearts. It's some things that's going on in our lives that's causing the distraction to put us in a place of being in captivity. Take it all away, Lord. We're concerned about what people saying and what people doing and how they acting and the places that they doing and how they going. Renew us today, Lord. Jesus, help us today, God. Take it all away. We want him to take it all away because we don't want to keep carrying it. We don't want to keep holding on to it. We want to write down this stuff and put it on the altar. We want to release all this stuff unto the Lord right now because he showed me that you're bound in your mind. He's showing me the captivity that we place our own selves in inside of our hearts. Take it away, Lord. Take it away, God, so that we may be able to worship you in spirit and in truth, that we may be able to worship you with our whole heart. See, because if our hearts is cluttered and we got some things going on inside of our lives, we cannot do it in truth because we're going to be all bottled up. It's going to be some things that's happening in the inside of us that would not allow us to release the true worship that we should unto God. Jesus, help us today, God. Right now, Lord, we want to get in your presence. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we get ready to go forward. Lord, I'm asking you to touch us right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we get ready to enter into your presence, Lord, because we don't want to enter into your presence any kind of way, God. We don't want to allow ourselves to be all messed up and wrapped up, God, that we cannot enter into your presence, Lord, in truth and in spirit. We're asking you to help us on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we can empty ourselves out, Lord, because it's hard sometimes to empty ourselves out, God. We don't want to fake it until we make it. We want to make it without faking it, God. So I'm asking you to reveal these things that's inside of our hearts that got us in that place of pretense. Reveal these things in our hearts, God, that got us in a place of despair, God. Oh, God, reveal these things on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that got us all in between the in-betweens, a strain on our brain, all the stuff that we carry that is so weighty, Lord. We ask you to help us on today, Lord, to release these things unto you, Lord, because we know that you care for us. We're giving you all our cares right now, God, because we know that you're concerned about us, Lord. We're not going to continue to harbor these things in the inside and treasure all this hurt, all this pain, God. All the things that we know people are doing against us, Lord. We want to empty it out right now before we go any further.
When we speak your name,
Jesus,
something happens in the room.
Jesus,
we can't wait to see what you're
Lord, we know you're going to do something. But whatever it is, God, I'm asking you right now to heal, deliver, and set your people free. Let them not go back the same way that they came, God. Jesus.
Yeah.
Lord. God, we're welcoming you into this place. We're welcoming you into our hearts. We're welcoming you into our lives. We're welcoming you into our situations. And even our concerns right now, Father God. Oh, Baba, share the local sana. We welcoming you right now, Father God, that you may be able to take residence and live within us, God. Oh, God, we are me, we're welcoming you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because it's a thing that's going on that we don't have no control over, and neither can we do anything about it, Lord. So we're welcoming you into it right now, God, that we may be able to be settled in our minds, Lord, and even inside of our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, that we would not be studied. He says, stud it. And then he's showing me a stud. So a stud is like, y'all know them thumbtacks. He's showing me a thumbtack, a stud that when you push it in, it's stuck. You got to use some kind of force to pull it out. Lord, help us on today. Thank you, Jesus. We don't want to allow ourselves to be studded and stuck. We don't want to allow ourselves to get into that place that we can't press forward. I want y'all to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens, and I'm just going to stop this because I want to get right into what the Lord is telling me. I be trying to tell the folk to be on time. I ain't waiting on peoples. So this morning the Lord started dealing with me about some things when I was yet again in the shower. And so while I was in the shower, he started showing me, oh, everybody know the video game, the Pac-Man, Miss Pac-Man and the Pac-Man. He showed me a whole bunch of mouths just chomping. He showed me a whole bunch of mouths. And these mouths is always chasing these ghosts, right? Now, let me tell y'all the revelation he gave me about the ghosts. He said, even though these mouths is chasing these ghosts, the ghosts represent somebody who's trying to get away from the mouths. And so they can go in a certain area where they are protected. Now, we as people have a tendency of forgetting that we are protected by God because of the challenges that we experience. Now these challenges may be or come from anything or anybody. It may cause us to get into a place or area in our lives that we get tired of their mouths chomping. Now they could be talking, they could be discussing, they could be giving an opinion, they could be acting some type of way, they could be, let me tell you, you can chump on somebody even in a very thought. That chomping in your thought can bite on them just by a gesture. Are y'all? Because you ain't got to say stuff all the time. You ain't even got to look away. Your body language speaks. It speaks. So the Lord got to showing me and talking to me today about how we have to go through so much different stuff when in actuality, while we sitting there going through it, we trying to figure out why. Why do I gotta keep going through it? Why people gotta pick on me? Why folk gotta talk about me? Why everybody got something to say? And Lord, you told me to hold my peace. Now why I gotta hold my peace? Now, Lord, you told me that vengeance is yours. You ain't done did nothing yet, and they still talking. That, well, Lord, you told me that you was going to do something, Lord. But I've been waiting for a long time. Why I got to keep waiting? I'm doing everything you tell me to do. I'm acting the way that you want me to act. So I really want to know what's going on. The name of the sermon today is Faith Race of Endurance. Faith Race of Endurance. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So my faith is supposed to be able to help me to have some kind of stability because of my faith. Now listen to what I can't read without my glasses. So, faith, not a race. Race. A race, faith, let me start over again. Faith is a firm belief in something for which there is no proof. That's what the Webster said is. The Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. That's what faith is. Now, race. Faith, race of endurance. Race. It's a set course or a duration of time. Race is a person's progression through life or through a period in life. Race is to go, to move, or function at top speed. It's to perceive or move quickly. Faith race. So, how can I race with my faith? I'm going to get to that part. I'm almost ahead of myself. Endurance. It's the ability to withstand hardship or adversity. It's uninterrupted or lasting existence. We're talking about faith, race of endurance. Okay, we're going to Jeremiah, y'all. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 12. See, I remember, and I still be going to the Lord, like, Lord, I'm just trying to figure out what's really going on. God, why people keep on talking about me, trying to recruit people to hate me? They don't like me. No matter what I do or how I do it, why people lying and cheating and manipulating and using and abusing and all that. I went to the master. We're going to Jeremiah chapter 12. I went to the master and I start telling him some things because I be wanting to know. For real, for real. I be wanting to know, what did I ever do to make a person act or do or treat me the way that they do? For real. Always wanted to know. Now, mind you, what we need to understand in our knowing, it could very well be us that can provoke it. Okay? In our knowing, it could very well be us that provoke it. So I want to ask the Lord, for real, what is it? What is it? If it's me, Lord, please tell me that I may be able to understand my error, and then I need you to help me not to err. See, we got to learn how to take accountability of some stuff. But when you know you have done absolutely nothing, and you did all you can for an individual or towards a situation, it ain't even got to be towards people. It could be in a situation that you have no control over. And you got to sit and watch and listen or hear. Okay. Let's go to Jeremiah. I was gonna read just verses 5 and 6. But the Lord want me to read 1 through 6. So that you may be able to understand. Jeremiah was going through a whole bunch of stuff with the people in the fold. They was lying on him. They was talking about him. They was saying all manner of evil against the man. They was even trying to kill him. You know, you could kill a person with your words and with your mouth with other people and murder them. And it ain't got to necessarily be up under the dirt. You understand what I'm saying? You can contradict. You can try. Okay, Lord. You can try to contradict what they present by your lies and your deception and your manipulation of others. And I'm getting ahead of myself, but I'm getting there too, because we're going to Hebrews too, y'all. So let's do Jeremiah first. This Jeremiah talking to the Lord. Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee, yet let me talk with thee of thy judgments. Is that not us? That's us. Lord, I want to commune with you about something. See, because I'm trying to figure out. You say your eyes is in every place, beholding the good and the evil, but you ain't done. I need to know it. You supposed to be my avenger, right? So why you ain't judging these people, right? You say you just. I'm telling y'all got to go to God being true. I want my grandchildren to turn around and look at me all the way. Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee. Yet let me talk of thee of thy judgments. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Wherefore are all thy happy that deal very treacherously? They messing with me. Treacherous is likely to betray your trust. It's marked by hidden dangers, hazards, or perils. They doing some sneaky stuff. This one guy used to always say to me, oh, they trying to come through the back door. Creep, creep. Not true in one's allegiance to someone or something. See, you got to be true, baby. You can't fake it till you make. You can't walk around here and act like you like me when you know you hate me. You can't walk around here and act like you got the best interest of someone or something when in actuality you don't. That's being treacherous. Listen to this. Righteous art thou, O Lord, when I plead with thee, yet let me talk of thy judgments. Wherefore doth the way of the wicked prosper? Wherefore are all they happy that deal very treacherously? Thou hast planted them, yeah. They have taken root. They grow, yeah. They bring forth fruit. Thou art near in their mouth and far from their reins. I'm talking about the ones that said they got your best interest at heart. I'm talking about the ones that know to do right and don't. I'm talking about the ones that get to thinking evil and wicked and pointing the finger, wagging the head and discussing. He said, but thou, our Lord, you knowest me. Thou hast seen me and tried my heart toward thee. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter and prepare them for the day of slaughter. How long shall the land mourn and the herbs of every field wither for the wickedness of them that dwell therein? The beasts are consumed and the birds, because they said he shall not see our last. And this is what the Lord said to him. See, sometimes, and I tell y'all this all the time, God allows us to go through things and experience things because he want to make us, not break us. He want us to be able to get to a point and be in our right positions that we won't be easily moved. Now, mind you, it ain't got to be nobody that's against you or talking about you. How about your thought? You can think a person don't like you. Or you can think a person talking about you. Or you can think a person this and think a person that. And you still go to God and say, well, Lord, they're supposed to be men and women of God. And Lord, they such and such and such. Our thoughts can mess us up because of our perception of what we see and what we hear. Okay, listen to this. Because this happened to me years ago. I said, Lord, you got me going to these people and you got me telling them this and telling them that, and they putting me out to churches, Lord. The pastor's telling me if I prophesy to get somebody the word again, that they're going to rebuke me and put me out to church again because you ain't talking that much. Lord, they talking about me and treating me. And this is what the Lord said to me. He took me to Jeremiah. And this is for every individual in here. If thou hast run with the footman. What is a footman? Pay attention, y'all. It's a servant who serves at a table, tends to the door, and run errands. See, if thou hast run with the footman, if I have called you to serve, which I called everybody to serve, I called you to serve, and you got to submit yourself under this leadership. You got to submit yourself under this supervisor on your job. You got to submit yourself to your husband. You got to submit yourself to your mama, your dad. You got to submit yourself. The Bible says, if you have run with the foot, so to run. What to run is to go at a pace faster than to walk. It's to go rapidly or hurriedly. It's the period during which something exists, lasts, or is in progress. It's to go, listen to this because he said it on the prayer line. It's to go without restraint. So, if you serve it, you're not going to restrain yourself not to serve. You're going to go without restraint. To restrain is to hold back. You're not going to restrain yourself from serving. Because the Bible says that everything that you do, you're supposed to be doing unto the Lord. So even if you got a hard taskmaster, you're supposed to still serve with humility. You're supposed to still submit yourself. Let's go a little further. See, he was trying to tell me this because I wanted to let the people and the folk have it. I wanted to let them have it because I've been serving, Lord. I've been serving and doing everything that you told me to do. I've been acting accordingly. I even been trying to be disciplined spiritually. Because the Bible says the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. So I've been trying to even practice spiritual discipline. I've been doing everything that you tell me to do, even though it's burning, boy. Because sometimes we just don't want to shut up and we just want to just get it out. We want to overtalk people or we want to see. But that thing that's burning down inside of you, just hold on. I promise you, if it's from God, the one that we serve, it ain't gonna spoil on your belly. That's what the bishop told me. I went up to the altar. I said, "The Lord wants me to tell the people the folks stuff." He said, "Okay, hold on for a minute, sister." I said, "Okay." So I'm just standing there, and in the midst, I was just going back and forth like this because it was just boiling in the inside of me. It was just boiling inside of me. And then he said, because he always gave me the microphone every single time. It was just boiling down in the inside of me. And while it was boiling down in the inside of me, I kind of bent down like this. Because sometimes you just want to get it out. You just want to get it out. And then this is what he said to me. Listen, he said the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. He said, and let me explain something to you guys. Now, he was talking to everybody. Now, mind you, he was talking to everybody, but I knew he was teaching me something. And I didn't get offended. Now, mind you, I'm standing in front of a big old congregation. There had to be at least 100 people there. Had to be. And so I didn't get offended. I wasn't embarrassed. I wasn't, baby, because all I know is that I got to say what the Lord said. So he said, and one thing for sure, he said, what God put inside of you, it ain't going to spoil. And you will not regurgitate it as vomit. And so he finished saying what he had to say. And then he gave me the microphone. And then I still said everything that the Lord had me to say. So sometimes you have to have spiritual discipline. You just can't be, because in actuality, not only was I served, he was serving us. Was he not serving us? He was serving us. Not with just with what he was saying that the Lord, but he was serving us and teaching us something. So why we gotta get offended when we being taught or corrected? You see? So listen to this. Why did I say that? Because listen to this. This is gonna blow y'all. If thou hast run with the footmen, in other words, as if you saw that, and they have wearied thee. Weary means causes restlessness or lack of interest. It's depleted in strength, energy, or freshness, having one's patience or pleasures. If you serving somebody and they getting on your nerve, what you gonna do when it get worse? Let me go back. If thou hast wrong with the footmen and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with the horses? Don't you know horses are wild before they are tamed? Baby, let me tell you something. We got wild thoughts. Our hearts is wild because the Bible declares that they are deceitful, desperately, and it's wicked. So we like wild beasts. Look. So if you can't be a servant with your head down, yes sir, no sir, thank you ma'am, okay ma'am, then how can you contend with the horses? Because let me tell you something, when you get inside of that big old fence with all them wild horses, baby, and you trying to contend with them, what you gonna do? Run the other way? You gonna duck? What you, how you? Let me tell y'all what contend mean. Contend is to struggle for. Contend is to strive against difficulties. It's to state something as a reason in support of or against something under consideration. It's to state as a fact, usually forcefully. So if you go, if you struggling, if it, let me rewind. Can I rewind right quick? If thou hast run with the footmen and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with the horses? And horses are wild. And if the land of peace wherein thou trustest, that's a job that you trusting in. That's a job that you trusting in. And it feel threatened to you because your supervisor came and checked you about something or said something to you, and they wearing you or they getting on your nerve. How and what's going to happen when it really is your fault? And you in over your head, boo. What you going to do then? This is what it's saying. This is what it's saying. If thou hast run with the footmen and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with the horses? And if the land of peace wherein thou trustest, they weary thee, then how would thou do in the swelling of Jordan? You're going to drown. Because you sure can't drink all that water. You can't. What you going to do when it really gets hard? What you going to do when more than one person is coming up against you? What you gonna do with a whole slew of folk like they did Stephen come running against you and they don't want to hear what you gotta say, so they put their hands over their ears and start screaming and running towards them, and the Bible said they were so mad they start biting with their teeth, baby. They became cannibals. Sometimes people get so mad, baby, until they want to chew on you. Did you hear what I say? They want to chew. What you going to really do? What is you really going to do? Is you going to try to get them back? Because God can already say vengeance is mad. What is you going to do? Is you going to tuck your tail between your legs and run for us? Run. What you going to do? Is you going to stop praying and stop fasting or stop believing in God before you? Who can be against you? Is you going to stop believing in these things? All because it get hot in the kitchen. You better get a towel and wipe your forehead or turn on the fan like I do. Turn on the fan. Because you cooking, you cannot cut that oven off right now. What you gonna do? Oh, I'm just gonna stay up to myself. See, it'll get real bad. Listen to this. He said, for even thy brethren in the house of thy father, even they have dealt treacherously with you. And I already told y'all what treacherous is. It's when somebody betray you. It's when they stab you in your back. How about that? It's when they lie and cheat and manipulate or even try to recruit some folk to feel the same way about you that they do. But listen to this. Yeah. They have called a multitude after thee. Believe them not, though they speak fair words unto. Don't, what? You better stop. I'm going to say this again. It's a lot of folks that's faking it till they made. You got to be true, baby. This is why the Bible says that if you got an order against your brother and your sister, you go to them and you get that thing together so you won't have to be fake. So you ain't got to pretend or put on a mask. Oh, I tolerate you. You ain't got to tolerate me, boo. Let me tell you why you ain't got to tolerate me. Because you got a whole bunch of other folks that you need to tolerate. And if you don't, you in trouble. Don't just make me your priority of tolerance. Who am I? Why make me that important? Come on, somebody. Let's go to Hebrews. I'm finna prove it to you. Hebrews chapter 12. Wherefore, sin, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. It's all around us, baby. You can't run from it. I don't care how you try to stay away from it. I don't care how you try to hide yourself. I don't care how you try to keep away. I wouldn't give a rat's tail what you do. It's still going to be around you. Let us lay aside every weight. These things have a tendency of getting weighty to us. They become a strain on our brain. They make us heavy. They make us laden. They make us go into a place where we get bitter and angry, and we want to lash out to one another. He said, lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset. What you mean sin? And the sin. Because that thing that you carrying, baby, it makes you think about some stuff. It makes you try to figure out some stuff. It makes you put a plan for the man or the woman or the situation. We get to, our mind go into overdraft. Yes. What? And he had me to say that because we got money on the mind and mind on the money, baby. It goes into overdraft. When we go into overdraft inside of our mind, we get to thinking and believing and trying and all this and all that because these things are weighty on us. Baby, sometimes you can't even sleep because you're trying to figure out, what they saying about me now. I don't give a rat's tail what nobody said about me, baby, because everything that you saying about me, it may help you if you consider just a little bit. Everything that you doing against me, you ain't even doing it against me. You doing it against God that's inside of me. Did you hear what I say? Don't you worry about what nobody's saying or how nobody acting towards you or what they doing or how they do. Oh, you sitting with your chin in your neck under eye looking like this at other folk. And then as soon as they look at you, you close your eyes like you did. No. What you saying now? What you trying to prove? What is you looking at or what is you scared to look at? What are you, I mean, seriously. We got to be true about this stuff. Baby, I'm going to look you in your eyes. You hear what I say? I wouldn't give a rat's tail who you is, what you doing, or how you feel about me. I'm looking you in your eyes. Because the eyes, this is what the world say. The eyes are the windows to the soul, which is a lie, but okay. Y'all better stop listening to all this stuff. Let me go back. Wherefore, seeing also we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And to be beset is to cause persistent suffering to, is to take sudden or violent action against. See, that sin. No, wait. Let me go up a little bit. That thing, that person, that situation, that conversation, or that thought has caused me to do what? Be weighty. And because there's a strain on my brain, I'm trying to figure out some stuff because that thing's so heavy on my heart. And when it gets heavy on my heart, I can't eat, I can't sleep, I can't even think right. And because I can't think right, it may cause me to sin because I want to get it right. It may cause me, it easily may cause me to do that because the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. I'm desperately trying to defend myself because I am offended within myself. Are y'all following me? Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset, and let us run. There it go again. You're going to run. You're going to get what? You're going to run with patience the race that is set before you. See, I told y'all what a race was. It's a set course or a duration of time. I told y'all what run was. It's to go at a pace faster than a walk. It's to go rapidly or hurriedly. It's a period during which something exists, lasts, or is in progress. It's to go without restraint. So what is you going to do? You're going to patiently... The name of the sermon, Faith, Race of Endurance. Listen. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Everything that is happening to you, everything that you're going through, everything that you is experiencing is intentional. It's intentional. The intentions may not be what you think, because God's ways and thoughts are not like ours. Did you hear what I say? The intentionality of what you are going through is to make you, not to break you. And he gracefully does that. Because he could, baby, we all would be doomed if it wasn't for that grace. Something we'll deserve, and that mercy. Did y'all hear what I said? Because we all a big hot dilly ocean of a mess. All of us. Yvette is. Did you hear what I say? Listen to this. Listen to this. Looking, let me say this last part first. And let us run with patience. What is patience? The capacity to endure what is difficult or disagreeable without complaining. Stop complaining all the time. Stop thinking and believing that it can't change, won't change, and it because it haven't changed. He is trying to teach you something besides just being patient. He's trying to teach you to wait on him. He trying to teach you how to endure. He making you stronger. He trying to show you that you're stronger than you think. And if I do not intentionally allow you to go through this, you'll never know the strength that you got. You will never know what I put down inside of you. The only thing that you know is you was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. That stuff that was already in you. You don't know what I put down inside of you. So I gotta press you. I gotta purge you. I gotta let you go through this. Because I want you to love for real, for real. I want you to forgive for real, for real. I want you to be able to stand and not be thrown over here when this happening, or thrown over there, or you wavering like you drunk and you don't even drink nothing but water and tea. I want to make sure that you got some solidity under your feet. And when somebody come and whisper inside of your ears, you won't open up the gates and welcome that lie or that deception or that manipulation. You'll keep them ear gates closed. See, I got to make sure these things. But let me prove it. This is what he said. This is what he said. Wherefore, are sin, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily besets us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us, that intentional thing. Looking where? Unto Jesus, the author. The author is the one that originated. He originated this whole plan. This was not nothing made up, baby. You were, this thing that you're going through was predestined even before you came into existence and start breathing. This thing was already planned before you came and made your own plan. The master plan, the master plan. Ha! The master planned the master plan for you individually. Individually. So you're supposed to look unto who? Jesus, who is the author and finisher. Did he not say I'm the Alpha and the Omega? Baby, I'm the beginning and the end. He already knew what you was going to go through. And even as a child, even as a kid, he knew what you was going to do before you even did it. He knew you was going to turn your tail back around when you was told to turn this way. He knew you was going to do it. He knew. He knew you wasn't going to stop doing that when he told you to stop. So he got to let you go through it. And then when you get smacked in your mouth and blood coming out, he said, nah, I had to teach him. When they say, shut up, honor your mom and your dad. Be obedient. I had to let you go through some things in order for to gracefully break some things off of you. I can't let you keep doing what you want to do and thinking that I don't see. Did you really think your sins was going to go unpunished? The Bible says they have power upon you. Listen. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. He just said it. Jesus took delight in coming down here to die. He took delight in dying because he knew we would live. Are y'all getting it? The Bible says he took joy out of it. He took joy out of carrying his cross when he knew it was heavy. All the weight of sin on him, he knew. The Bible says he took joy in it. I just read it. I ain't making it up. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. So he despised the shame. Why did he despise the shame? Let me tell y'all what despise is. It's to look down on with disrespect or aversion. It's to regard as negligence, worthless, or distasteful. Well, how did he despise the shame? He despised it when he was up in the Garden of Gethsemane, y'all. He despised going through it, but he had joy in going through it. He said, Lord, I don't want to do this, God. Can I come back home? I want to come back up in heaven. I don't want to stay down here and they lying on me. And I know they lying on me. I despise they trying to shame me when all I tried to do was save them, God. I don't want to get hung. I don't want to get beat. I don't want to do any of those things. I despise that I got to do that, but nevertheless. See, we got to get to a place or to a point in our minds and our hearts. Lord, even though they're talking about me or trying to conjure up some stuff to get me, nevertheless, Lord, your will. Whatever you're willing for my life, Lord. I'm going to let my will be your will, God, so that your perfect will could be done in my life. Because if I don't let your perfect will be done in my life, Lord, I may will some stuff that may cause me to go to hell or jail. I may will some stuff that may cause you to say, I don't know you. I prophesy in your name, Lord. I'm praying and fasting for that. He say, get out of my face. I don't know who you are. Who are you? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I won't give me the person behind you. Because I don't know who you is. Please get out of my face. Dude, I don't want him to say that to me. I don't want him. So I got to make sure that regardless if they're talking about me, they treat me and abusing me and doing all manner of evil against me and trying to. He made me think about the story of Nehemiah. Baby, they're even trying to get some papers and write some things down and try to cause you to fail. They're even trying to take credit for something that, I'm going to say this, maybe I didn't turn my back. They would try to take credit for something that God allowed them to do for his purpose and then try to say if it wasn't for me, then this or that. No, God used people to do stuff for people for his purpose. He did not allow you to get that knowledge for your own self. He did it for his kingdom, for his purpose. Well, I know, and I know you know absolutely nothing. You dumb. You stupid. You're illiterate. You're belligerent. You all the other stuff that when it comes to God. I ain't calling nobody no name. Understand that. I'm just saying up against God, we are absolutely nothing. He regulate the minds. So if he didn't regulate your mind, you would be a lunatic. Did you hear what I said? A lunatic is a crazy person. A person needs to go in asylum, bipolar, schizophrenia, all these other disassociative disorders that we carry. And we all, I'm going to say this. We all got some kind of mental disturbances going on. If it ain't anger management or anxiety, it's something. I'm raising my hand. Because I'm just talking about me. Everybody else good. I'm just talking about me. He says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So what was his reward? What was his reward? His reward was sweet victory, baby. He got victory out of it all. Even in the midst of what they did to him, listen to this. For consider him that endured such contradiction. He endured. What is contradiction? A situation in which inherent factors, actions, or propositions are inconsistent or contrary to one another. A refusal to confirm the truth of a statement. Listen. For consider him. So consider Jesus when people start doing you the way that they did him. They contradicted. Listen. For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. So consider the contradiction. Now, baby, the truth can be there, smack them in their face, but they still contradicted the word and even the will that he had already performed in front of us. They contradicted, baby, and they stood there and witnessed it. Yet he had joy and died for that sinner. Just said it. For that liar. For that person that came up against him. For that one that walked with him and betrayed him. Come on, y'all. Consider him. What did he say? Lord, forgive him. He don't know what they do. They don't even know what they're doing. So he forgiving the unforgivable, right? Because we do things towards one another. And this is what we say. I'll never forgive them for that. Why not? Because there's some things that is unforgivable that you did towards God. But you want him to forgive you. Oh, he know my heart. Yeah, he do. That's why he said it's a big old hot deliosh of a mess. It's wicked. It's desperately wicked. It's evil. It's got all kind of stuff going in and out of it. It's all kind of stuff going in and out of your heart. How is it going in? through your eyes and through what you hear that is going in. And then what's coming out? All the venom. Say poison. Poison. All the stuff that went in the inside, because the Bible declares that a little leaven leaving it the whole lump. So it don't take much for a person to ring your phone or send you a text or write you a letter that will cause you to be wayward against somebody else. And it all be a lie. It's contradicting what you see, what you know, and how they treat you, or what you heard from somebody else. Close your ear gates. Close your ear gates. Baby, they would have you in a place where you messed up until you don't know whether you coming or going, because you're going to a place of confusion. Like a tug of war pulled here and there. Stop pulling on me. So we got to close our ear gates. We got to allow God. God. Because it's all around us. People talking about us, they using us, they abuse, they doing all manner of evil again. They doing any and everything today. Let me tell you something. He had me to preach it last week, that misery loves company. If a person is miserable and their life ain't going the way that they want it to be, they gonna make sure, or trying to make sure, your life is not going accordingly. And they mad because they looking at your life is at peace. Did you hear what I say? They're going to be ringing your phone. They're going to be bugging you. And then even if they don't bug you, you can ring their phone. And then they got an attitude. Well, why you got an attitude? All I did was say, hey, can I call you, babe? What's wrong? All I did was ask a question. So what? We supposed to be servants unto one another. He said, even if you're a doorkeeper, you are supposed to be a servant unto one another. So don't worry about what nobody's saying about you, how they saying it, who's saying it. Let them keep on talking. Because I was told that when a person always talking about you or saying something about you, baby, they ain't doing nothing but introducing you. Because when that person meets you, they be like, oh, you ain't nothing like they said. And then this is what we say. Well, what they say, I don't give a rest tell what they say. Say what you want to say. Because I can't make you say the right thing because I just read it. You're going to contradict the truth. You're going to contradict the truth, and you even got the proof in your face. But let me tell you something about a silent observer. They ain't going to say nothing. They just going to be making their own decisions in their own mind why this person trying to come through that gate or even trying to perceive that it's one thing when in actuality it's another. The Bible says consider the contradiction of what Jesus had to go through. When people talking about you, please consider what he had to go through. Don't you know you ain't no better than him? The Bible declares that every work that Jesus did, greater works that you are going to do. So if you doing greater works, if they talked about him, what make you think they ain't gonna be mouthing you? Literally, what make you think that they gonna be silent observers? Because even in a silent and observing, what the Nicodemus do? He went creeping in the middle of the night. So help me here. And then what did the other one do? He went creeping in the middle of the night and betrayed. So it's either or. But consider, the Bible says Jesus took joy in despising all his shame just so that we can have life. Did y'all hear what I said? Yellow sheets of paper and red pen. Any and everybody that has offended you. Any and everybody that has made you feel or think or believe a certain thing about your own self. Write it down. Because we want to unload these weights on today. He say every weight. Let it go. All the stuff that you've been carrying year after year, day after day, hour after hour, that's keeping you up in the middle of the night. People talking and calling and texting and saying all manner of accusations and saying all kinds because they want to disturb you. They want to disturb you because they disturb within their own self. Did you hear what I say? They want to knock you off your square so that you cannot be in a place of peace in your mind. That you love. How you going to get the man? Let me tell you something. I used to get a phone call every Sunday. Every Sunday, I would get a phone call, and this individual would get to talking, well, there's something on my heart, and I need to say this, and I want to say this, and I need some help with this, and that. Now, you done had all week to talk to me. Why you wait till Sunday? Why you wait till Sunday to try to disrupt me? Why you wait till Sunday that you want me to go into warfare and pray with you and for you? Now, you've been going through this all week. Why you wait till Sunday? So consider. Consider Jesus, y'all. What he went through. What he had to experience. What he endured. It's okay. Let him talk. Let him keep just trying to disrupt your peace. Let him keep on keeping on. The Lord told y'all last Sunday, he better move some things out the way. He moving some people out the way. He moving some situations out the way. He moving some things. He may be more. What did the Bible say? Endure with patience. Be patient. Because why you think God ain't doing nothing, baby? He working behind the scenes. He does his best work in the dark where you don't know nothing. Because if you knew what he's doing, you may try to help him do it. And Lord, we're going to really mess it up then. He does his best work in the dark. How? Because the Bible says in the beginning, it was dark. It was dark. Wasn't it? Ain't that what the Bible says? A paraphrase. In the beginning, it was dark. And he did his best work in the dark. Let there be light. So why you think you in the dark? Or that thing ain't getting better? Or it would not change? Let there be light. See the light of the matter. Because Lord, help us that we won't think a certain type of way, or act a certain type of way, or because we see a certain type of thing, or we believe a certain type. Because what we believe will mess us up. I'm going to say this again. He had me to say it earlier. We have our chin in our neck. And because we believe somebody is pointing their finger or wagging their head with us, we won't look them in the eyes. But we under our, and they look at us right quick and we hurry up and close our eyes. Or even we turn our head. How many times you done been looking at somebody or whatever and they look at you and you do this right quick? Just turn your head right quick. We do it all the time. I know I don't. If that do it, shoot. I'm being true, baby. What? Something going on good. All the time. The last time I walked out the bathroom, baby, my dress was all up in my panties. And I'm in a restaurant just switching. My granddaughter walked over there and said, girl, I said, what's going on? Your dress was in your panties. That was a naughty body. We was in the restaurant. I said, oh, thank you, baby. Because I done walked past all these folks. It ain't nobody done said, Jack, what the world? But they talking about me, though. Look at her. She says, yeah, talk about me then, baby. I bet my panties was clean. Nah, and you see the girdle before you saw the panties. So I'm layered, too. I got some skin going on. I'm not going to be so easily broken when you start talking about me. Talk about me all you want to. You ain't doing nothing but introducing the me. I got some skin. I got layers. Y'all know I put on layers. Because I sweat, baby. When I get to moving and talking about the master, baby, I get to sweat. So I got the layer. Because I don't want the ring around my... I don't want y'all to see the sweat running. Sometimes I do like this. It's because because of sweat run. When the sweat running, baby, let me sit up here and tell you something. People got a tendency of saying something. Ooh, look how she said. Come give me a hug. I may need to drip on you. You know, I mean, but I got some layers. I got some layers. And if I ain't got no layers, God is making sure that I get some tough skin. Because if I'm running with the footmen, baby, and I can't contend with the wild horses, woo, come on. Because with a wild horse, baby, you got to learn how to duck and maneuver some things. And all the time, you ain't scared because you got that rope swinging. Because what you going to do? I'm going to contend with this thing. And in the midst of me contending with it, it may be difficult, but I'm going to get his neck in this rope. And then when I get through, I'm going to pet him a little bit. And then he going to calm on down. See, sometimes you have to stroke for ego. Sometimes people don't want to see you not around them. And so when you get around them, you pet them a little bit. You know, I miss you, baby. What y'all been doing? Sometimes you gotta, because they talking about you because you ain't there. And when you is, I'm just saying. Come on, somebody. Write down all this stuff. I want y'all to write down all this stuff that folk, the people, in the foolishness. Lord, deliver me from people and then deliver me because I'm one of the folk and the people. You know, let me play that song right quick. Write that stuff down and put it on the altar, and then it's praying time. Y'all know every child in the sanctuary, get on your knees when we go to the altar. And the only thing that you should be saying is the blood of Jesus. Every child in the sanctuary when we come to the altar. He said, they the best and the worst. Ain't that us? I just want y'all to hear this song. We love and we hate. We a mess. We got our little cliques going on. It's something about them that I don't like. I don't know. What did you all need to know? What is it that you don't like? No, it's something that you like, you just ain't got. Deliver us, Lord. Deliver us from people. Thank you, Jesus. He can deliver us from people, y'all. It's so many folk that I know say, I don't really go to church like that because I got so much church hurt. The church should not hurt you. It was the folk and the people inside the church. But even in that, when you come to church, you ain't coming to church for the folk and the people. You coming to church for the Lord, baby. And if you got your eyes on the Lord, you're not going to be thinking, looking, or even worrying about what the folk and the people saying, doing, or even acting towards you. Deliver us today, God, from the people and the folk. Help us, Lord.
She was the reason I smiled in the morning.
We let people have too much power of us. They have so much power over us, baby. They could say something in our mind or be changed in a snap. Deliver us from people, God. Help us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The faith race of endurance. After y'all write these things down, please put them on the altar. Stay on the altar and stop. Thank you, Jesus. We can't point them out. The people in the fall. Thank you, Jesus. Deliver us today, God. Thank you, Jesus. you, God. Deliver us from the people, folk. The people and the folk. The ones who talk about us as slanderous, Lord. The ones that don't understand, Lord, what you're doing in us, God. The ones that don't even understand you, God, that you could do something in them. Deliver us from the people. Every child in the sanctuary, please, get on your knees. Jesus, get on your knees. The lying ones, the disrespectful ones, the ones that causes us to contradict ourselves. Deliver us, Lord. That we need to hold on to. God is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the one. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That kind of faith that will help us. I see some people still writing. That faith race, y'all. Y'all got to keep running. You can't stop. Every time you hear somebody saying something about you, or you think they saying something, you got to be true to yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That kind of faith that you ain't moved when you know people aren't intentionally doing things to you. All that stuff. That kind of faith that'll help you know. Jesus. Jesus. The thing that you keep beating up on you. To remove the unmovable. Faith. We're talking about that kind of faith. Hey, God. That when that faith is stirred up inside of you, it'll give you some solidity. Jesus. Such is in our man, God. You keep hearing. Let him all have it right now. Let him have it all. He said every weight, all the stuff. Faith. We talking about that kind of faith that'll keep you. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. Y'all know he is the author and the finisher. That means he originated it all. Jesus. Because sometimes it's hard to get past some things. To get over some things. To get through some things. Thank you, Jesus. Seems a lot of times that we go through so much different other stuff, we think and we wonder, Lord, why I gotta go through this? But it's already a plan. He already had planned this thing for you. You may not understand why you gotta go through it or even keep going through it, but he gonna take you through it. Why they keep picking on me, Lord? Why they keep talking about me? Why he keep doing me like he doing me, God? Touch me right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just say, touch me right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Because I don't want to keep going through it. I don't want to have to keep waiting, God. But you told me that I got to be patient. Touch your people on the day, God. Give them that patience that they need, God. In the midst of them waiting, give them the endurance, that strength. They need that strength on today, Father God, that they may be able to forbear it. They need that strength, Lord, that they may be able to keep running. Give them the hands, feet, God, that they could keep jumping from mountain to mountain. Give them the hands, feet, God, that it would not fail them. Help God. Help God. Help your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. They know that you originated it all. That you had it all planned out. Even before they came into existence. Give them that clarity on today, God. Even though they may not be able to understand it. Even though they may not even know the next step or the next. Help them on today, Father God. And build your people up. Build them up in their mind. Yeah. Build them up in their mind. Build them up in their heart. Build them up, Lord. Hayere loko shanne de la casilla. Oh, mama, nere loko shanne de la casilla. Ha.